There is a word this morning from the Lord as coming from the Gospel of John, which you heard and which has been read to you earlier. But I also like to add to this the letter, the letter to the Church of Ephesus, written by by Paul. Ephesians, the first chapter, verses 3 to 14. The New Revised Standard Updated Edition records these words. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us and in us in the beloved. Gracious. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiving of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and insight. He has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasures that he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplished all things according to the counsel and will, so that we, who are the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. So for a few moments, if you'll pray with me and pray for me, I'd ask that we meditate on the thought this morning: living in the light of the gift. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, again we stand before you, an empty pitcher before a full fountain. Again asking, Father, that you would fill this fountain and allow it to overflow. Allow the message this morning to find its way out to those you've given an ear to hear you, a heart to receive you, and a will to do. So, Father, touch these lips and this voice, allowing them to be yours. Hide this body this morning that only you would be seen, that you would be heard, and have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. It took a while this morning to work through these two passages of text to blend them together in what gives us living in the light of the gift. So we begin that, you realize we live in a world of gifts, right? We live in a world that loves gifts. We just celebrated Christmas, right? Everybody got gifts. Was glad to open them and to receive them. But we find that even though we love gifts, sometimes we don't always love the giver. Makes sense, right? We want what comes. We just don't like who gives it. Anybody ever turn down something from somebody you didn't want? You might take it. You might re-gift it later, but you're going to take the gift. If we're honest, we love the benefits, the upgrades, the blessings, the breakthroughs. But we often struggle with the discipline and devotion that comes with receiving them as well, right?
Amen.
We love the gifts. We're not so happy about the giver. We love all the benefits that comes that with receiving these gifts, but we struggle. So we find that John opens his gospel not in a manger, but he opens it with eternity. He says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Right? But on the other hand, Paul opens Ephesians with instructions. He opens it with praise. He says, "Blessed be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing." Interesting. But I need you all to realize that before either writer tells us what to do, they tell us who God is and what God has already done. That matters. You realize it matters because how we live today flows from what we believe is already true. John tells us something radical. The Word became flesh and lived among us. And you realize this is shocking in Jesus' time. People believe God was holy but distant, powerful but untouchable, that God was to be feared but unknown. Yet, John says God moved into the neighborhood. Jesus didn't shout salvation from heaven. He walked out on dusty roads. He ate with sinners. He touched the untouchables. And he spoke hope where despair lived. Then, people lived under Roman oppression, religious gatekeeping, limited access to God. Only certain people could enter certain spaces at certain times. Aren't you glad we don't live in them times? Aren't you glad that we live under the pressure of speed, noise, distractions, and performances? Aren't you glad we have access to everything except stillness? We're constantly on the move. What do I call this? 60-second people. If it doesn't happen in 60 seconds, we're moving. People ask, "Can I get close to God?" Today, we ask, "Do we have time for God?" And yet the truth remains. To all who received him, he gave the power to become children of God. My brothers and sisters, the gift is still being offered. The problem is, it still needs to be received. The gift is being offered to you. Do you have time to receive it? Paul tells us, we're chosen, we're adopted, we're redeemed, and we're sealed with the Holy Spirit. And you realize these aren't future promises. These are present realities. He didn't say they're coming. He says we have them. But I need you all to realize something important. Paul doesn't say these blessings are activated by convenience, comfort, or culture. He says they are received in Christ. So what does it mean to live in Christ today? Anybody know? Anybody? To live in Christ means choosing faithfulness over popularity. To choosing trust over trend. Obedience over convenience. In Jesus' time, following him meant risking reputation, livelihood, and even life itself. That was a whole lot back then, wasn't it? Your reputation, your livelihood, even your own life, if you follow Jesus. But today, if we follow Jesus, it means resisting a culture that says it's all about you. Truth is flexible, and faith is private. I need you all to understand the church was never meant to be a consumer of blessings. We were never meant to be a consumer of blessings. We were meant to be written, to be witnesses of grace. We've got some things turned around. John said, for him or from him, fullness, or from his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. Paul, on the other hand, says, he has made known to us the mystery of his will. Grace is a gift, but grace also forms us. Grace teaches us how to forgive when it's hard, how to love when it costs, and how to live as light in dark places. How are we supposed to live and receive a gift, right? We can receive gifts and live not by earning them, but by aligning our lives with them. We receive the gifts when we stay rooted in Christ. And how do we stay rooted in Christ? Through word and prayer. When we live as God's children, not cultural copies. When we reflect on Christ in our relationships. When we trust God, God's will, even when it disrupts our own. The early church had less comfort, but more conviction. Can I say that again? The early church had less comfort, but more conviction. We have more resources, but less resolve. That's kind of hard to take. We have more than they had back then, but less resolve to do anything. They had less means, but more desire, more drive to get it done. Yet, the Spirit who sealed them is the same Spirit who empowers us. John tells us, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Paul tells us we're chosen for the praise of his glory. My brothers and sisters, the church today is not called to blend in. We're called to shine. In a divided world, we live reconciled. In a loud world, we live grounded. In a fearful world, we live hopeful. We do not live to get the blessings. Can I say that again? We do not live to get the blessings. We live because we're already blessed. Church, the word is still becoming flesh, but it's becoming flesh through us. We make the word become flesh when we live, or when we love boldly, when we forgive freely, and when we live faithfully. The same God who entered history in Jesus Christ is still at work, calling us to live as his sons and daughters, sealed by the Spirit, rooted in grace and shaped by truth. So today, let us not just celebrate the gift. Let us live in a way that shows we've received it. In Christ we live, in Christ we walk, in Christ we shine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Amen.